Blog Talk Radio.
Keep your head.
Keep your head.
To the sky.
To the sky.
Keep your head.
Keep your head.
To the sky.
To the sky.
Optimistic is the order of the day. Shalom. Peace and blessings, brothers and sisters. I am your host, the brother, and your elder, the Torah. And it is a blessing to be with you midweek. I'm keeping unleavened bread right now, so I'm trying to make sure I keep the leaven out, meaning the malice and guile from out of my heart, the disdain that we often can carry for people or incidents that have occurred when people have tried to wrong you and do you. Well, we're working on that because we are in the Kodesh Moedim, the holy season. This is a good time. So many people are celebrating Passover and unleavened bread and different things, Hebrew New Year at different times, but I'm not here to judge you on that. I'm here to celebrate you because you are honoring our Father's commandments. We know that in Psalm 78, 9 through 10, we see a people that turned away from the battle, got scared and ran away and stopped walking in the Most High's laws and didn't keep them out of fear. And often fear is what's behind people not wanting to conform to a set standard of laws that can actually better your life. We do a show on the Shabbat on Sabbath called Blueprint for Life. The statutes, laws, and commandments are a blueprint for our lives. But today, my focus is we want to thank you first and foremost for tuning in to the Heart of a Hebrew Woman show. Last Sabbath, we had a wonderful time. We had a gathering with a few Hebrews up here in Northern Cali, and we actually had a chance to baptize a brother. And man, the spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh was just so present the entire day. It was such a blessed day. I implore you to do whatever it takes to get with a group of people that you can fellowship with. There's nothing like it. Being on the internet, YouTube, conference calls, none of that stuff compares. They didn't have all that stuff back in the day. Nothing compares to the fellowship and breaking bread with your people and with your brothers. So I want to thank you all for being patient with me last Shabbat. Just did about 30 minutes, quick topic. And now we're just moving forward in the week. And, man, I look back and see how quick time is moving. It seems like it was just Passover last year. Seems like it was just April. It was Passover last year. Seems like it was just April, maybe just, 6 months ago. I can't believe it's been 12 months. I think it was a month ago that we were doing a series on the kings of Judah and Israel. It's really hard for me to believe how time flies. Do what you must. The hour is short. But what I love about the fact that time is flying is he said, except there be a shortness of time, no flesh will be saved. Because Hashatan and these Edomites have ramped up their efforts to kill you and destroy you physically. That's right. The chemtrails, the water. We talk about those things on Thursdays the wars, the pandemics, the weather modification. These things are being created to hurry up and destroy you because they hate you because they know who you are better than you know who you are. I tell you that all the time. So, brothers and sisters, I hope that you're encouraged. And if you're not, that's what we're going to work on today. I want to motivate you to understand that you are more than the disposition that tries to sit upon your shoulders at this present time. We often try and hold our breath and wait for relief, but you sometimes got to create it for yourself. So listen and understand, and I say this, but the best form of teaching is repetition. Scripture tells us that the Most High inhabits the praises of Yasharallah. The Most High inhabits the praises of his people. To inhabit means to dwell therein. And a praise is adulation spoken from your mouth and your words. Scripture also says that in his presence is the fullness of joy. So these things work in tangent with each other twofold. He will inhabit your praise, and when you're in his presence through your giving of verbal salutation, he will bring the joy when he comes. But he's not coming because you're complaining instead of praising. Yes, that's how it goes right now. And I've already moved into trying to encourage you before we get into our imprecatory prayer period. You need to understand that you are a vessel, and inside you dwells a spirit. And the vessel is to be utilized as a temple that's Kodesh, sanctified, a temple that's worthy. How many of you are taking care of your temple, or are you just putting any kind of food in it? Letting your eyes view anything, letting your ears hear anything, and letting anything fly out your mouth. Right. When one can become holistic in their health, doesn't mean that you're trying to be a Buddhist or your transcendental meditation. No, it's finding the comfort that comes with a relationship with the Most High because you're adhering to a set standard statutes and laws that are actually the if you want to say it like this, for you mystics, statutes, laws, and commandments are the biodynamics of the universe. Okay? It is what keeps this functioning. It is what keeps everything in place. There are laws in place. And if you are working outside those laws, meaning like the Most High didn't create Cheetos and you're eating Cheetos every day. The Most High didn't create Pepsi and you're drinking Pepsi every day. The Most High didn't create Schlitz malt liquor. The Most High didn't create those pharmakia pills that you're addicted to. So there's an imbalance that you have, and you're not in balance with the Creator's universe and nature, the way He made things. You have to respect the temple and the body and let the spirit thrive, because we're in a spiritual warfare. You're not wrestling against flesh and blood, only other people, but the spirits that are at work in them to try and work against your spirit and keep you depressed and oppressed. And I don't know if you've noticed, everything that's from man is only temporary satisfaction. But the things that come from within and from the spirit are eternal satisfaction. You understand what I'm saying? For those that have no peace, silence can be so loud. You can't even sit still and be still and hear the presence of the Most High God. Because you're at war with yourself, you're at war with this world, and you probably have a plethora of demons that have tried to take over your mind and spirit. And they probably came in through indulgence, being a gluttonous person, a sneaky, conniving person, an adulterous person, one that drinks outside of moderation, getting high outside of moderation, having no self-control. But if you're alive, it's not too late to get those things back in balance, get into repentance, and come in line with what the Most High has for you. Do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. To remove the subtleties of sadistic, nefarious personalities and ways that characteristics and ways that you have. Why would you go behind people's backs and sneak and lie and not care and stab in the back and work against those that seek to do good? What spirit is in you motivating you to do such a thing? My point exactly. To the good, all things are good. To the pure, all things are pure. But to the impure, everything is impure. You ever hear the one that's always complaining? Everything is bad. Everything is this, that. I hate this. I hate that. It's because the vessel that it's coming out of is just as much problem as the thing they're complaining about being a problem. Right. There needs to be a cleansing from within before beautiful things can come out. And the only thing that can cleanse you is a brokenness and an understanding, a contrite heart, and an understanding of the essence of who you really are. Before you were formed in the belly, He knew you and sent you here because you were a special, you were a spirit that was sent here to dwell inside of a vessel known as a human body. Your spirit, soul, and body are all intertwined. That's right. So to understand how to have true victory, as I said, and to walk within the aspects of no weapon formed against me can prosper, that's when you come into the understanding that I will never fear what man can do to me. I will never fear what I'm going through. I will never fear what has not transpired but is in tomorrow. I will not stress myself about that. But I will stand and dwell within the space and time that I am in now and find myself grateful. It's actually gratitude that changes your latitude. Yes, the whole attitude of gratitude. But we have a lot of selfish people that think, I haven't got my break. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares about me. When will it be my time? It's your time now. If you understood, the greatest reward is the fact that you have life. You just don't know what to do with it. And it's only a vapor. It's only for a short time. And you must come into the understanding of what it is that you're supposed to do with your life, because that's where you find your greatest joy and fulfillment, when you're doing what makes you and others happy. When something you're doing, it's, when there is something that you're doing that makes you happy and it impacts the lives of others, then you're on point. You're on point. But why be removed from that? I'll let others remove you from that. Now that you understand that you're a mess, you can change it today by actually getting in touch with yourself, repenting from the past and your actions and your ways, and coming into a different disposition and understanding of the spirituality that's all around you. Demons of possession and depression trying to get in, you don't have to let them dwell. Invite the presence of the Ruach HaKadosh, Holy Spirit, to dwell inside, which is peace. Peace comes from above, like the flight of a dove, just like that dove that descended after our Messiah was baptized. Let that dwell inside you and have its perfect place. Because truly no weapon formed against you can prosper. This is the last time that you got up and used the body that the Most High, Yah, gave you and danced to say thank you. This is the last time you lifted up your voice, even though you can't sing, and sang in the shower to say thank you. Todah Rabah. When is the last time you had a reflective moment on how you probably shouldn't even be alive to say, Todah Rabah, thank you? See what I'm saying? But if you're allowing what you're ingesting visually and phonically, phonetically, through sound to discourage you and say, make you say, I need a pill, I need a drink, I need sex, I need an escape hatch, then you're not living, you're in bondage. Did you know you could be in jail and be free? Because he that the Son sets free, meaning Yeshua HaMashiach, is free indeed. All praises to the Most High for who he is. Let me read something to you. These are called imprecatory prayers. And on Wednesdays, I try to help you to understand imprecatory prayers. Because the reason a lot of you are depressed, because you don't understand that the Most High wants to have his angels do battle for you and go to war. You don't have to take it laying down. David didn't. Not only did David fight and slay people and kill people, but he told the Most High to take care of my enemies, deal with them, their families, everybody. Called prayers of imprecation. Asking God to evoke wrath upon the enemies. It's not that you'd always pray for your enemies that despitefully use you. That's the brotherhood. Enemies are those of your household. That's right. Because there are people around you that can be available to devices of Hashatan and the enemy to wear you out. And the book of Revelations told us that Satan would come to wear the saints out. Don't be worn out. Learn how to refresh yourself with a praise. Learn how to refresh your vessel and your temple with what you ingest and how you treat it and what you put into it. And find and learn. Moderation is key in all things. Because he did come that you might have life. And that more abundantly. Let's get to our imprecatory prayer for the day. Our imprecatory scripture will be Psalms 58. Psalms 58 and 1 says, Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do you judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Yea, in heart ye work wickedness. Ye weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. bet you didn't know that. People are born wicked and born fitted for destruction. Sometimes you're wasting your time dealing with folks that were put here to be destroyed, that were brought here wicked, and came out of their mama's womb just telling lies from the beginning. You worrying yourself about that. Listen to verse 4. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stoppeth her ear, which will not hearken to the voice of charmers, charming never so wisely. Verse 6. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Elohim. Let them melt away as waters which run continually. When he bendeth his bow to shoot his arrows, let them be as cut to pieces, as a snail which melted. Let every one of them pass away, like the untimely birth of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Before your pots can feel the thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, both living and in his wrath. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked, so that a man shall say, verily there is a reward for the righteous, for verily he is a Yah that judges in the earth. He wants to deal with your enemy, so that the wicked will know not to mess with the righteous. Every now and then he's got to put it on display, but you got to pray and put your prayers into action and say, deal with these folks, so that the righteous will know we are not left alone. I once was young, but now I'm old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. Understand this, people. He will take care of his people in the earth because he has a remnant. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Don't worry about them. Take care of the things I said, and I reiterate, in the presence of Ahayah is the fullness of joy. How do I get in his presence? Scripture says he inhabits the praises of his people. Praise him, thank him, reflect on him even now. All praises be unto him. So I'm going to get ready to let you go. And before I let you go, I hope to be able to tune in tomorrow on Straight No Chaser. But Most High, if he has different plans, let me make an announcement. We will be gathering on the regular. So reach out to me on Facebook under V the Preacher, space Tama Torah, for V the Preacher. And you'll see Tama Torah underneath there. We're planning on meeting in Sunnyvale, California, at 240 Red Oak Drive West, in Sunnyvale, California, this Sabbath, to gather, Bible study, pray with each other, be together, as we see the time growing closer and growing near. I'll give you a time a little bit later. We're pushing for 10 a.m., maybe in the noon, but we're pushing for 10 a.m., and we still will be on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, listen, whatever you're going through, keep your head up. Keep the faith. This is but a short time. Fear the Most High and keep these commandments. And know that no weapon formed against you can prosper. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think you already got it. Truth is a journey. It never stops. Not a destination. Shalom. Peace and blessings to the brothers and sisters. Be optimistic.
Keep your head to the sky.
Keep your head.